Here's a bit of a technical thought this morning that I'll title 3400 pixels on the long side. And I'm using that as the title because that's what we require for submissions to LensWork, and I find that sometimes people are confused by that. But then again, people are often confused about file sizes and dimensions and etc. because it's all new. Even though digital photography has been around for 20 years now, it still can be a confusing issue. I remember back in the earliest days of digital photography, I was talking with a very successful magazine photographer. He did a lot of contract work, commercial work, etc. And he mentioned that the magazines that he was submitting work to all required that he send in a 15 megabyte file, which makes no sense to me at all. That's the size of the file, but it doesn't tell you anything about the dimensions of the image. And of course, a 15 megabyte file would be completely different if it's a Photoshop file or a TIFF file or a JPEG file, and a JPEG file can be compressed or not compressed to a very large degree. And of course, PNG files are different. So to talk about the size of the file itself has never made any sense in terms of submitting work to a publisher, for example. I haven't heard of that kind of thing for quite a while, but I bet there are still some people who are confused about that. The next thing I hear that is often of confusing, and to this day I still get this request, when people want to know what PPI to send in for a submission to LensWork. And I try to explain that PPI has to do with the density of pixels. PPI stands for pixels per inch. But of course, that doesn't make sense unless you know how many inches your image is going to be. And to some degree, it doesn't make any difference what the PPI is of the file that you send in to LensWork, for example, as a submission, or anybody else. The PPI is not what counts. What counts is the actual number of pixels that are available on the horizontal and the vertical axis. And with sufficient number of pixels, a publisher can create whatever pixel density or PPI they need for publication. In our case, our printer wants us to produce files that are 400 PPI. That's a pretty strict and detailed rendition, but that's because we use very high quality printing, 20 micron dot stochastic screen. It takes a high resolution file to make those reproductions look good. So technically speaking, what we need is 400 PPI files. But of course, that depends on the orientation and the size. A vertical file is going to be different in our vertical magazine, and a horizontal file is going to be a little smaller in our vertical magazine. And it also depends on whether or not we do a full bleed, where the image goes right to the edge of the paper all the way around. Sometimes we do that. There are even occasions when we do what's called jumping the gutter, where the left-hand page and the right-hand page are actually one image with the gutter sort of in the middle. We don't do that very often. But what we need, regardless of the size of the image that shows up in LensWork, is 400 PPI. So you do the math out, and it turns out that what works perfectly for us is 3,400 pixels on the long side. And that means it's 3,400 pixels tall if it's a portrait-oriented image, and it's 3,400 pixels wide if it's a landscape orientation image. Either way, whatever the other dimension is, sort of doesn't make any difference. As long as it's 3,400 pixels on the long side, we can convert it, which we do, for publication in LensWork by executing a 400 PPI export out of Lightroom. So 3,400 pixels on the long side. By the way, this on the long side business is a relatively new thing that was introduced probably maybe with the beginnings of Lightroom. I don't know exactly when on the long side started to be an option, but it makes perfect sense because you can't specify 3,400 pixels by 3,400 pixels. That would imply it'd have to be a square. And of course, lots and lots of images are not square. So as long as we get 3,400 pixels on the long side, whatever the other dimension is, it's going to be less than 3,400 And that's okay. It still converts to a density of 400 ppi when we output the file for printing. So, I know this stuff is kind of hard to follow on an audio program like this, but if you can just remember that the actual size of the file in megabytes doesn't count, we don't care, that the pixel density of your images in terms of the PPI, we don't care. The only thing we care about as publishers is that we get images that are at least 3,400 pixels on the long side so that we can prepare the proper images for publication in LensWork. And I suspect that that's true for all other magazines and websites and etc. They'll tell you what the pixel dimensions are that they need. And as a final note and an aside, if you do the math, what you would find out is what we need for publication in LensWork at that size and at that quality is essentially an 8 megapixel file. That is to say, 3,400 pixels on the long side by roughly 2,200 pixels on the short side, depending on the aspect ratio of your image. If you send in a square image that's 3,400 pixels on the long side, it's obviously 3,400 pixels on the other side, which would mean it would be slightly less than a 12 megapixel file. And I find that interesting, that in the age of 40 and 60 megapixel cameras, to get your images reproduced in a high-quality magazine like LensWork that has state-of-the-art printing, you really don't need anything greater than 12 megapixels. But I suppose for cropping and other reasons, it's nice to have those big megapixel cameras. But you don't have to have some big expensive 40 or 60 megapixel camera in order to meet the specifications of what we need to make your images look as good as possible in LensWork. So hopefully that clears up some of the confusion about file sizes for submitting to LensWork and why it is that our specification is 3,400 pixels on the long side.
Copyright 2025, LensWork Publishing.